Welcome to the Happiness Podcast. I'm Dr. Robert Puff. In this podcast, we're going to explore how our thoughts affect the way we live our lives and how we experience life, whether we suffer or whether we live life to the fullest. And to help us understand this, we're going to take a brief look at a Korean monk who lived centuries ago and was on his quest for enlightenment. His name is Wonhyo. If you want to look him up, W-O-N-H-Y-O. He's a beautiful monk who really found out what life is all about. In his quest to live life to the fullest, he was living in Korea at the time. He felt he could find better books and teachers on enlightenment in China, so he set out to travel to China in very difficult times. He had spent years on studying books of enlightenment and how to live life to the fullest, and nothing seemed to work for him. So he decided to go to China and find the old teachers and see if he could find deep meaning there. On his way to China, he got caught in a gigantic storm, and he had to find shelter. Well, he found this cave, though it was at night and it was very dark, and he was extremely tired and thirsty. And in that cave, there was a bowl, and in the bowl, though he couldn't see what it was this water. And he drank that water, and it tasted wonderful. And in the morning, when he woke up, he discovered that it wasn't a cave that he was in, but instead it was an old tomb that some people had excavated, and inside, the bowl that he drank out of was a skull that had dirty, mucky water in it. And from that, he realized he had found the answers he was looking for. He realized that how he looked at things completely changed their reality. It wasn't the reality that mattered. What mattered was how he looked at things. And with that insight, he went back to Korea because he felt he didn't need to go to China anymore. And he became one of the greatest teachers in Korea history. Now, how could Wonhyo's story relate to us? What does he have to teach us? Well, perhaps right now, we are going through some very difficult thing. Maybe our marriage is ending. Maybe we've been diagnosed with cancer. Maybe we've lost our job. Maybe we're just struggling with aging and getting older. But whatever it is, it's like Wonhyo in his storm. We are going through the tempest of life, and we need to find shelter. Now, the shelter can be anything that's happening right now. Finding something beautiful in what's happening right now. Let's use an example of something like our parents dying. We all will experience this probably in our lives, and we can look at it in many different ways. It's like entering the dark cave with our parents dying. But in that dark cave, we find a bowl with refreshing, cool water. Now others, or we may even see it the next day as something dark, but if we look at it in a light of Wonhyo's, where we see it as something refreshing, something beautiful, for example, the loss of our parents is, they're going to end their suffering soon, we'll meet them again. This is a lesson for us about impermanence. We are blessed to have had them in our lives, and now we realize we are the grandparent, the parent to our family, and we'll focus on that. There's many ways we can find beautiful fresh water, even in the midst of a storm, even in a dark cave. And when we find that, and we look at it, even if everyone around us sees it as dirty, dark water in a skull, if we see it as something beautiful, guess what? We will be refreshed by it. We will experience this dark time as something beautiful. And we can do that no matter what's happening. If a relationship ends, if we're diagnosed with something horrible, if we've gotten in an accident, there are so many ways in which simply by changing the way we think about it, seeing it in a different light, completely changes our reality. The deep truth here is, there is no absolute reality. Whatever we in our minds create, that will become that which we experience. If we create darkness, we will suffer. If we focus on the light, we will be refreshed. We will find beauty in anything, in everything. We just have to stay present, and we have to realize that if we create stories, dark stories, we will suffer. If we find fresh water, even what appears to others, and perhaps ourselves, as being dark, and work towards changing the way we see things, the suffering will stop, and we can find beauty in anything. Anything. We just have to realize the power of our thoughts. Wan Yo discovered this. We can discover this too. It's all about how we look at things. If we want to suffer, if we choose to suffer, we can. For years. If we want to live a happy life, if we want to learn to live in the present moment, free, ecstatic, peaceful, we can have that too. But we have to pay attention to what our thoughts are doing. We have to watch them. And when they get dark, it's important that we don't judge that, but that we gently work towards changing that. We just change the focus of the bowl being a skull with dirty water in it to being a bowl with fresh, clear water in it that is so refreshing. It can be either, but our minds will create whichever reality we let it. If we start putting energy towards seeing our life full of bowls with fresh water available to us at all times, then our lives will become something magical, something beautiful, and it's available to any of us, no matter what's going on, no matter how awful things can be right now. All we have to do is work towards changing the way we see things. And then, things will change. However we see things, they will change. One person loses his job, and he suffers and stays stuck for the rest of his life. Another person loses her job, and she finds something new and exciting that she can do, that she loves so much more. One person is in a relationship for many years and it ends, and they dive into deep depression. Another person's relationship ends, and they move on and find someone as a better match for themselves, and seeing that other person as an experience for learning, but not for suffering. We can always, always find something beautiful in life, as long as we put the effort towards seeing how important our thoughts are, watch our thoughts, and work towards gently changing them. Let's keep listening to this podcast. I'll work on creating new ones so that we have tools in order to learn how to change our thoughts and live happy, beautiful, peaceful lives. But like Wan Yo, let's remember to drink the fresh, beautiful, refreshing water when it's there. And it's always there. Thank you for joining me on the Happiness Podcast. I look forward to spending much more time with you in the future. If you'd like to learn more about this podcast or about me, please go to www.happinesspodcast.org. That's happinesspodcast.org. If you wouldn't mind doing me a favor, if you're enjoying this podcast, I'd love to have you leave a comment on iTunes and let others know how it's benefiting you. Until next time, accept what is, love what is.